He can be as bad as Madam Mina saw him on the window at Whitby, and as friend John saw him fly from this so near house, and as my friend Quincy saw him at the window of Miss Lucy. He can come in mist which he create. That noble ship's captain proved him of this. But, from what we know, the distance he can make this mist is limited, and it can only be round himself. He come on moonlight rays as elemental dust, as again Jonathan saw those sisters in the castle of Dracula. He become so small, we ourselves saw Miss Lucy, ere she was at peace, slip through a hair-breadth space at the tomb door. He can, when once he find his way, come out from anything, or into anything, no matter how close it be bound, or even fused up with fire, Salder you call it. He can see in the dark. No small power this, in a world which is one half shut from the light. But hear me through. He can do all these things, yet he is not free. Nay, he is even more prisoner than the slave of the galley, than the madman in his cell. He cannot go where he lists. He who is not of nature has yet to obey some of nature's laws. Why, we know not. He may not enter anywhere at the first, unless there be some one of the household who bid him to come, though afterwards he can come as he pleases. His power ceases, as does that of all evil things, at the coming of the day. Only at certain times can he have limited freedom. If he not be at the place whither he is bound, he can only change himself at noon, or at exact sunrise or sunset. These things are we told, and in this record of ours we have proof by inference. Thus, whereas he can do as he will, within his limit, when we have his earth home, his coffin home, his hell home, the place unhallowed, as we saw when we came to the grave of the suicide at Whitby, still, at other time, he can only change when the time come. It is said, too, that he can only pass running water at the slack, or at the flood of the tide. Then there are things which so afflict him that he has no power, as the garlic that we know of, and as for things sacred as this symbol, a crucifix, that was amongst us even now when we resolve, to them he is nothing. But in their presence he take his place far off, and silent with respect. There are others, too, which I shall tell you of, lest in our seeking we may need them.